The Lottery Ticket by Anton Chekhov. Ivan Dmitrich and his wife lived happily with their family in a small house in the city. One evening, after a delicious meal cooked by his wife, Ivan sat down on the sofa and began to read the newspaper. "I forgot to look at the newspaper today," said his wife, Masha, as she was clearing the table. "Is the list of lottery numbers in it?"
"Yes, it is," said Ivan. "But you didn't buy a ticket this week."
"Yes, I did," said Masha. "I bought a ticket on Thursday."
"What's the number?" asked Ivan.
"Series 9499, number 26," said his wife.
"Okay, I'll look. 9499 and 26.
Ivan never bought lottery tickets because the probability of winning was very small. He didn't usually look at the winning numbers for his wife, but the newspaper was already open at the page. So he moved his finger down the list of numbers. And immediately, on the second line from the top, he saw the series number, 9499. He couldn't believe it. He put the newspaper on the table without looking to see the number of the ticket.
"Masha, 9499 is there," he said in an excited voice.
His wife saw his happy face, and she knew he wasn't joking.
"Are you sure it says 9499? She asked.
Her face became pale, and she stopped clearing the table.
"Yes, yes, it's really there," said Ivan.
"And what's the number of the ticket?" asked his wife.
"Oh, yes, I must look at the number of the ticket too," said Ivan. "But the number of our series is there, so there is a high probability we'll win."
Ivan smiled at his wife, and she smiled too.
"Well, look now," said Masha.
"Wait a moment," said Ivan. He was enjoying this moment, the possibility of winning the lottery, and he wasn't ready to look at the number yet.
"There is time to be disappointed," he said. "It's on the second line from the top, so the prize money is 75,000 rubles. That's not just money, it's power. What will we do if we really win the money?"
The husband and wife started to laugh. Then they looked at each other in silence. What would they buy if they won the lottery? What did they need? Where would they go? Ivan held the newspaper in his hand and walked around the room from corner to corner. He started to dream about how he would spend the money if he had it.
"If we win, it will be a new life," he said. "Everything will change. The ticket is yours. But if it were mine, I would spend 20,000 on a house in the country. Then I'd spend 10,000 on new furniture, travel, and paying debts. We should put some money in the bank, too."
"Yes, a house in the country is a wonderful idea," said his wife. She sat down next to her husband. "I want a house in Tula or Oriol. The summers will be lovely there, and we can rent the house to people in the winter." Images started to fill Ivan's imagination, and in all these images he saw himself happy, relaxed and healthy. He imagined he was sitting under a tree eating ice cream. His little children played near him. He didn't have to go to the office that day, the next day or the day after. He sat next to the river and watched the fishermen catch fish. Then he had tea with cream cakes. In the evening, he walked in the forest or talked to the neighbors. Masha was also dreaming.
"Yes, a house in the country," she said. "We'll have a happy life with no money worries."
Then Ivan imagined himself in the autumn with its cold evenings. The children were running into the house with carrots from the vegetable garden, and he was lying on the sofa and reading magazines.
But then he thought about the cold winters. It rains day and night, and the wind is cold and wet. In Ivan's dreams, everyone was wet and unhappy. They were bored in the house, and they couldn't go for walks in the forest. Ivan stopped and looked at his wife. "I'll go abroad in the winter," he said, and he started to think about holidays in the south of France, Italy, India. "I'll go abroad too," said his wife. "But now look at the number of the ticket." "No, wait," said Ivan. He walked around the room still imagining the situation. "If Masha travels abroad with me, she'll worry about the house and children all the time," he thought. "She'll bring heavy bags and she'll feel ill on the train. And she won't want to spend any money. She won't have dinner on the train because it's too expensive. At the stations she'll buy water, bread and butter. She doesn't know how to spend money and have fun." Ivan looked at his wife. "The lottery ticket is hers, not mine," he thought. "She'll keep all the money while we're travelling. And she'll stay in the hotel all the time. I'll have a terrible time, I know." Then Ivan thought of his wife's family. All those brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. When they hear about our money, they'll come and visit us. They'll tell us about their hard lives and ask for money. And for the first time in his life, Ivan looked at his wife with anger. "I don't really like her family," he thought. Masha looked at her husband with anger and hatred too. She could read his thoughts. If she won the money, he would try to spend it all on himself. "Oh, no," she said with her eyes. "You won't spend my money on yourself. It's my lottery ticket." Ivan understood his wife's look, and it made him unhappy. "We haven't got the money yet, but it's already destroying us," he said aloud. Masha heard her husband's sad voice and suddenly felt sorry for him. "You're right," she said. "The money won't make us happy. It will destroy us. I don't want it. We don't need a house in the country. The winters are cold there, and we've already got a nice house." "Yes, we have," said Ivan. "And travelling will be difficult and tiring. I prefer staying at home."
"So do I," said his wife.
Ivan sat on the sofa and smiled at his wife. Masha smiled too and came to sit next to him.
"Well, should we finally look at the number?" she asked.
Ivan looked at the page in the newspaper and read out the winning numbers. "Series 9,499, number 46, he said.
"Are you sure it's 46, not 26? Masha asked.
"I'm very sure," her husband answered. The couple sat in silence for a moment. Then Ivan took his wife's hand and kissed it. "Your dinner was delicious," he said. "Now I'll make some tea."